me a mission. I got demons to slay. Communication major talking this way. Anxious world. What's going on, everybody? I thank you all for tuning in to another episode of the Anxiety About Anxiety podcast with your host, Keith. Yeah, I'm glad to be back. And we're going to keep this thing moving like I always say. I got something on my mind, though. You know, I talk, I won't say I talk a whole lot. You know, I do my intros, you know, but this week, we do have an episode. I do have an episode. I know last time, a while back, I decided to talk a little bit and I didn't really go into an episode, but this time I will. I'm gonna spend about 10 minutes at the most, man, just, you know, speaking what's on my mind, because sometimes the host has, you know, stuff on his mind. So where do I start? Where do I start? It sounded a whole lot better when I was driving and thinking about it versus talking right now. But where do I start? So I would say about probably a week and a half ago, I reach out to a lot of people and see who would like to come on the show and, you know, share their story. But, you know, every now and then, you may get, you know, some feedback from some people. I call it feedback, criticism or constructive criticism, whatever you want to call it. But I'm going to say feedback from some people, you know, who I would say really don't understand the show too much or the format, mostly the format of the show. So I had a gentleman, and he's probably listening to this right now, but I had a gentleman, messaging me back and, you know, just kind of questioning the format of the show. And we went back and forth. Needless to say, you know, it was probably not the friendliest conversation between the both of us. So, yeah, it didn't go so well. You know, he really didn't understand why I don't interview people. Like, basically what he was saying, you know, I'm losing that interaction with the guests, you know, that connection with the guests by not doing a one-on-one interview, you know, just letting people, you know, basically come on here individually and just talk. You know, I probably was losing something. And, you know, I get where he was coming from. And let me say this. We had our back and forth. You know, it was not the best of conversations. But in his defense, a couple days later, you know, he reached out and he actually left me some voice messages. And he emailed me. And, you know, he apologized, which I respectfully, you know, accept. He apologized. You know, he just was. He wanted to share his viewpoints in a better way. And I respect that. I really do. And, you know, I thank him for, you know, especially if he's listening. I thank him for, you know, reaching back out to me and, you know, so we can kind of, you know, fix things. Needless to say, I did think about what he was talking about. You know, it kind of bothered me over the next couple days, you know, about, you know, the whole format. And I ain't gonna lie, I had some doubts, like, man, maybe this is not working. You know, some people is not liking it, and maybe I should switch it up and just do it the old conventional way with one-on-one interviews. And I came to the conclusion that I really don't, after, you know, sitting with myself and at nighttime and just thinking, I really can't switch it up like that. You know, I really can't. And I explain why. I think some of you guys probably know. I started this format, one, because I was not the best interviewer. And for anybody out there that, you know, that does a normal interview, man, God bless. You know, I know it takes work. I know it takes practice. It just, you know, I was really bad at it, you know, and I don't want to say created this format, because I'm pretty sure it's other people who use this format, but it's something that I just thought about. And for a person like me, and he probably said, you know, in this thing, like, you probably don't have the time or whatever. That's the one, man. I'm a busy person, you guys, but I'm super committed to this podcast, 100% committed. I love it. It's my passion. This is my baby right here. But, man, I will be 100% transparent with you guys. Like, I'm a busy individual. You know, I work, my kids, like when I get off of work, my energy goes into my kids. You know, they do a lot of activities. I have four boys from age 17 down to 5. Football, tennis, bowling, basketball. Like, we do so many activities after school. They are homeschooled, by the way, so that takes a lot of time, too. You know, after work, just trying to practice with them, you know, doing schoolwork with them or whatever it may be. By the house shuts down probably after 10:30, and I don't get in bed till 11 o'clock at night, and then got to be right back up at 5:30 in the morning to go to work. Same thing on the weekends. You know, they don't have school, obviously, and I don't have to work, but it's a whole bunch of activities and, you know, trying to get them my attention, trying to be that good father and good husband, you know, to my wife, because she needs my attention too. You know, she has a lot going on and has a lot to do also. So, you know, trying to get my attention and just moving around a lot. By the time the end of the nights on Saturdays and Sundays, you guys, it might be 11:30, probably midnight. And I can't even stand up on my two feet at the end of the night. Like, I'm so beat, I'm so tired that, you know, I go to sleep. Now, I have all the equipment. Don't get me wrong. I got brand new mics. I got the computer. I got it all, you guys. You know, I would love to have that typical podcast setup where you can just go into a room or a studio or whatever and sit there in silence and talk. I don't have those luxuries. And like I said, I'll be 100% transparent with you guys. I literally record in my car. So I know it's probably not the best sound quality. You probably hear things in the background. It's probably an echo. But this is what it is, you guys. I literally record in my car before I go into my job. I really do. Now, I have had the opportunity sometimes to, you know, pull out that nice mic that I got, plug it into my computer, and sit at my table with silence. I have had that luxury probably 2 or 3 times. Not too often. I mean, if I do plug it in, you know, if I do set it up, I'm pretty sure I have another guest on my show. One of my kids would somehow find their way into that room and they would be a guest. But I just keep going. You know, no matter the structure or whatever it may be, I just keep going. I literally record in my car. I mean, a couple times I done recorded in the bathroom while they were in the other room. I didn't just ran into the bathroom and try to get my 5 to 6 minute, you know, intro in. But it is what it is. I'm 100% committed, and this show must go on by any means necessary. And I know it's some people out there, before I lose my train of thought, that probably don't understand the format of the show. And like I said, that gentleman, he was nice enough to reach back out, apologize. We, you know, I got to get back in touch with him. And who knows, just maybe, you know, he talked about possibly could I do a one-on-one interview with him. And that may be something that I might tap into. I might be interested into, you know, just having a cordial, you know, conversation with him, you know, and seeing his mind thought. It's something that crossed my mind. It might happen. In the future, I might do an interview with somebody. I don't know. But at this time, man, I just feel like this is working for me. And my heart is into it. I'm 100% into it. So I'm going to just keep it going this way, you guys. And I know some people might not like it. It's okay. When you start a podcast, the one thing is to try to be different from other podcasts. There's a million, millions of podcasts out there. And I'm not lying. It's millions. And so the whole objective is to kind of stand out and be different from most podcasters. And so that's what I want to do. I don't want to be like everybody else. I want to have my own lane and create my own thing. So that's what I did with Anxiety About Anxiety. So I just had to get that off my chest. But like I said, we do have an episode. 9 minutes in. I'm so sorry. But we do have an episode. And I'm not going to even try to say her name. I might butcher it, and I want to be respectful to her. But the title of her episode is going to be called Living My Truths. And she's basically going to talk about, you know, living with PTSD, depression, anxiety. Like, she's going to explain she wasn't clinically diagnosed, but she did talk to a therapist or a psychologist. And they kind of confirmed it, you know, they kind of told her that she's been living with depression for a while. And she's going to go into her story. And then you're gonna understand what she's been going through. You know, she has a fear of going into hospitals. Her father passed away in one, and she has a fear of going into hospitals. I know that. I dislike going to the hospital or going to the doctor's office. So I get that. And she's going to explain about, you know, how she was able, or how she maintains her mental health, and how she tried to help other people maintain their mental health. So it's a really, really good episode. Once again, I'm sorry, you guys. I know I went on for like 10 minutes. I just had something on my heart. I have to talk sometimes too. But I want to respectfully, you know, I want to be respectful to her. And once again, I will not try to say her name because I do not want to butcher it. But I want to be very respectful to her and get into her episode because, like I said, everybody has a voice. Everybody has a voice. Everybody has a story. So, yeah, without further ado, you guys, let's get into her story. Living my truths. Thank you for tuning in to the Anxiety About Anxiety podcast. Remember to inbox me, man. Email me. I would say subscribe, rate, review. But, man, email me. Give me your feedback, your thoughts on the format of the show, or just in general, your thoughts in general. You know, I would love to hear from you. Email me at anxietyaboutanxiety@gmail.com. I'm going to keep doing what I got to do, you guys. So, yeah, let's jump into this episode. Thank you for tuning in. Everybody be blessed and stay safe.
Hi there. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I was thinking that I'll start with a small basic intro of myself, and then I could just ask the questions and answer them, and then you can edit it however you deem fit. So here it goes. I am Madhuri Masapati, and I'm a soul coach for creatives. I help people reconnect with and strengthen the bond that they have with themselves, and I also help creatives overcome and prevent burnouts. Now, a lot of my work revolves around spirituality, because spirituality was one of the things that helped me overcome, well, not overcome personally, but they were a constant support in helping me be with my mental health disorders and get over it as soon as possible and be ready for life. So spirituality was one of the biggest helpers. I would like to thank a traveler that walked by my side, or continues to walk by my side, every single time I go through a depression spell. So there you have it. Now, so the very first question was, what mental health disorder or disorders have you dealt with throughout your life? I have gone through, or I continue to go through, anxiety, panic attacks, depression, and PTSD. While none of these have been clinically proven, I know that I am going through this because I did speak with a psychiatrist once, and she did confirm that I had a lot of depression, anxiety, and panic disorders. The PTSD hasn't been clinically kind of talked about, and I haven't reached out to a psychologist for this or a psychiatrist for this, mostly because one of the biggest triggers that triggered my PTSD is hospitals. This personally happened after my dad passed away, and the thought of hospitals scares me and traumatizes the hell out of me. Like, even, and you know, to be honest, there are times when I'm afraid of going to hospitals, thinking about hospitals, and I wanted to become a doctor once. So this is like the biggest irony of my life, to be completely honest. And the pandemic has screwed over my life a lot, because the constant thought of not being able to be with my family or hospitals scare the hell out of me. So yeah, I think during the pandemic, especially when it started out, I was extremely scared. Still am. And it has been the constant source of all of my anxiety and panic and depression. Now, my overall experience with mental health disorder. Oh God, this is a good question, because my experience has been pretty bad. I stress out a lot by the thought of going to hospitals, and that stress then leads to anxiety, panic order, disorders, and depression, and it also screws over my health, so it's like a constant cycle. It's not necessarily good, but I think I've slowly come to understand these disorders, and I know that they are a part of my life, which is scary, but they are a part of my life, so can't really do anything about it. All you can do is learn to live with it, and that's what I'm trying to do, trying my best to learn to live with it. The difficulties you have faced throughout your life as a result of your mental health disorder, there have been a couple of difficulties. I have lost a couple of friends because for me, depression is something that creeps up on me, and you don't really recognize it. And there was like, depression usually lasts like a couple of days or a couple of weeks at the most, but there was a time when depression was like, I was depressed for a couple of months, and every time my friends wanted me to hang out, I'd just be like, yo, I'm tired. I don't wanna do this right now. And because I said it enough number of times, they thought it was an excuse when it really wasn't an excuse. And I lost a couple of friends because of that, because it caused this misunderstanding that I hated them and I was like, bro, I'm really tired. But other than that, when it comes to health, like I always have stress-induced throat infections. I have back pain. I fall sick a lot. It was something that happened since I was young, apparently. And they are tiring. I am learning to be a bit more conscious of my health and therefore conscious of my mental health as well. And they have lessened over the past few months, but they still exist. Also, because I'm a solo entrepreneur at the moment leading my personal brand, it gets very exhausting when, you know, you just don't want to work, when it's like, oh God, this is hectic. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to work anymore. I just want to lie on the bed and sleep. But even sleeping feels like a task, you know, so you're just like, oh God. But these were some of the main difficulties that I can think of right now that have existed or that have continue to exist because of my mental health disorder. How do I cope with it? Ooh, good question once more. So when it comes to therapy, there was a time when I had like a abrupt and a very sudden meltdown out of the middle of nowhere, and I had gone to therapy. I had gone to a psychologist or a psychiatrist, I don't remember. But I had gone to a professional, and it so happened that she opened up a lot of things, a lot of the things that I had very carefully covered up in bubble wrap and a lot of other protective things, and then shoved it at the back of my mind so that I don't have to think about it. She brought a lot of those things up in the 60 minutes that I was with her, and it just overwhelmed me and scared the hell out of me. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to do this on my own. So I told my mom that I need her to be with me, to talk with me whenever I'm going through stuff like this, when it gets difficult. Because I had the tendency to just keep everything closed off and not share it with everyone. And this was 5 to 6 years ago from now, I think. So over time, basically, self-help is the thing that has helped me out a lot. I do a lot of meditation where it includes a lot of breathing exercises, a lot of grounding exercises, that I'm here right now and I'm here to exist and I'm here to write my own story. So this will pass eventually. There's also a lot of gratitude work that I do, that I get up in the morning and I give gratitude to the universe for allowing me to be here for one more day, for sharing my story, for writing my story. I give a lot of thanks to the people around me, to the place that I exist in, and that helps me set a positive note for my day, and it has prevented a lot of depression, anxiety attacks over the past few months. And to be honest, I take a lot of inspiration from nature, because nature is something that excites me. I go for a lot of walks. I use a lot of essential oils. I just be, you know, like I try to be with plants as much as I can. I love watching things online, like, you know, those Instagram reels where you see people traveling around the world. Seeing that helps me feel better about myself, that eventually I'll be able to do this once this pandemic is over as well. So I do have a lot of techniques that help me overcome depression. Like, I don't think, okay, so there is this misconception that people who are spiritual don't go through depression, anxiety and panic attacks, and I just want to keep this out there. We do go through those things. It's just that with time we have learned that while they exist, there is a light at the end of the tunnel, basically, and you will overcome it, and you have done it before and you can do it now. So a lot of the spiritual techniques that I use to help me overcome depression and anxiety and all these things, they come from the fact that, or the knowing of the fact that it will pass and things will be better. Any other tips or coping skills that I would like to share with my audience? I would say that there goes a lot of trial and error. Like, you know, try a lot of things. See what works for you, what doesn't work for you. Because what works for me won't necessarily work for you, you know. I know for a fact that a lot of people don't tend to agree with meditation because it's scary and it brings up a lot of the things that they have kept hidden inside their mind. But for me, meditation works. It won't work for you. It won't necessarily, you know, like breath work won't necessarily work for you, because it can be something that you need to do after you have overcome the basic barriers. So don't try to do a lot of the big things. Start small. Every day is a blessing. Every minute is a blessing. Think of it like that. Try a lot of different techniques. And don't stop after finding one technique, because there are days when that one technique won't help and you'll just feel worse about yourself. You'll just be like, oh my God, I can't even do this right. When, you know, if you have like a couple of techniques that tend to work for you, then you can, if one technique doesn't work, you can try the next one. And that would usually help. So, yeah, I hope this helps. I hope my words helped you, and I hope my story helped you. Thank you so much for this opportunity.